Editor's note. This is the first of three articles written by former Kenora resident John Kalmakoff of Regina and Greg Nesterov, about the horse-drawn carriages used by Dukhobor leader Peter Varagin when he traversed through the Kenora, Varagin, Kamsak districts in the 1910s and 1920s. Kenora. During the first 2.5 decades of Dukhobor life in Saskatchewan, Peter Vasilievich, Lordly, Varagin, 1859-1924, spent much of his time traveling between their settlements on community business. His chief means of local conveyance were horse-drawn carriages, carts and sleighs, dutifully maintained by his followers at key stopping points. But whatever became of them? Remarkably, several of these vehicles still exist today, over a century later. The following series traces their subsequent history and fate to the present day. In the first decades of the 20th century, horses provided the primary means of transportation in Western Canada. A single horse could pull a wheeled vehicle and contents weighing as much as a ton. At a walk, a horse-drawn vehicle traveled approximately 2 to 4 miles per hour. At a trot, the speed was around 8 to 10 miles per hour. Horses rarely cantered or galloped with a vehicle. This mode of transportation was not without limitations. Horses required large quantities of feed and water. Their range of travel when drawing a vehicle was between 10 to 20 miles per day, depending on the terrain, weather, horse and weight of vehicle. In many rural areas, there were still few roads except for rough, uneven trails, which were often impassable when wet. When the Dukhobors first arrived on the Canadian prairies in 1899, they had few horses and wagons, forcing some Dukhobors to carry heavy supplies on their backs over long distances by foot, and others to hitch themselves to wagons and plows, as human draft animals. Following the arrival of their leader Peter V Varagin in Canada in December 1902, the Dukhobors communally pooled their earnings to acquire much-needed horses and vehicles. Under Varagin's management, in 1903, the community at Varagin purchased 404 horses, 16 wagons, 152 sleighs, as well as two cutters, lightweight, open sleighs holding one or two people, likely for the leader's personal use. And in 1905, the community purchased another 30 wagons, 41 sleighs, as well as two buggies probably for Varagin's personal use. Bulk purchases of horses and horse-drawn vehicles continued thereafter. Peter V Varagin spent much of his time traveling between Dukhobor settlements on community business, visiting with villagers, and inspecting their progress on various endeavors. His preferred means of conveyance was a horse-drawn carriage, a 4- or 2-wheeled vehicle which was lighter and more maneuverable than a wagon and capable of greater speed and efficiency. The distance between Dukhobor settlements made effective transportation essential to managing the community. A skilled horseman, Varagin most often drove the carriage himself, typically with a spirited team at breakneck pace. A sense of his energetic driving style can be gleaned from the comments of one passenger who wrote in 1911. "We were met at the Kootenay River Ferry by Mr. Varagin's driving team and had one of the swiftest drives we ever had, Mr. Varagin himself driving. I like fast horses but freely admit that I cannot drive as he does. We certainly had to hang on when rounding the curves. He made a point of commenting on my providing him with a quiet horse to ride. I regretted that I had not given him a bucking horse that I thought too bad to take along." From time to time and place to place, various types of carriages, carts and sleighs were acquired by the community for Varagin's exclusive use. Those which have been documented include the following. Democrat or buckboard. A light, four-wheel, flatbed open carriage with no sideboards or top, leaf spring suspension and with one or two seats, usually drawn by one or two horses. Phaeton. A sporty open four-wheel carriage with a very light sprung body atop a curved frame with four extravagantly large wheels, pulled by one or two horses. Buggy or roadster. A light, four-wheel, one-seat carriage with low sides, side spring suspension and a folding top, usually drawn by one or two horses. Brougham or rockaway, a light, four-wheel carriage with one passenger seat in an enclosed body with two doors, and a box seat in front for the driver, leaf spring suspension, drawn by 2 to 4 horses. Barouche, a large, heavy, four-wheeled carriage with low sides, a back seat and front box seat for the driver and collapsible half hood for passengers, curved frame, leaf spring suspension, pulled by one or two horses. Gig or chaise. A light, two-wheeled, one-seat cart with side spring suspension, usually driven by one horse. Cutter. A light, open sleigh with a single set of runners and a single seat that held two people, drawn by one horse, and bobsleigh. An open sleigh with two seats that held up to four people, with dual sets of runners for easier maneuverability, pulled by one or two horses. These vehicles were stored and kept in community stables and sheds at major centers of Dukhobor settlements such as Varagon and Kylemore, as well as at commercial centers such as Yorkton where Varagon had stopping houses. The vehicles and their horse teams were dutifully maintained by community members so as to be ready for use upon request. After Peter V Varagon's death in October 1924, these vehicles were sometimes used by his son and successor Peter P. Chistiakov, Varagon, 1881-1939, following his arrival in Canada in September 1927. However, by then, the automobile had largely supplanted horsepower as the preferred mode of transportation. During the bankruptcy of the Christian Community of Universal Brotherhood, Limited in 1936 and its subsequent foreclosure in 1937-38, many of Peter V Varagon's carriages, carts and sleighs, like other community assets, were presumably liquidated at fire sale prices. Others were likely destroyed by arson. Remarkably, however, at least three of them have survived in Saskatchewan and are now part of museum and private collections. We'll look at them individually in this series.